This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, with the Pfizer vaccine getting FDA approval, the Pentagon is looking to get going its vaccine mandate for troops. Meanwhile, the Defense Department has had to deploy more medical teams to hospitals in COVID hotspots. And since folks weren't able to travel during the pandemic, the Postal Service saw a steep decline in the number of passports it issued. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Pentagon says it plans to issue guidance within the next few days on exactly how it will mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for military members. DOD had already planned to make the shots mandatory by mid-September, but yesterday's FDA announcement that the Pfizer vaccine is now fully approved means the mandate will happen sooner than that. DOD says it has enough vaccine in its inventory to inoculate personnel who have not yet gotten their COVID shots. The military has restarted its deployments of medical personnel to help local hospitals who have been overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients. That mission was thought to be finished earlier this year, but the Delta variant has changed things. Four 20-person teams of doctors, nurses, and respiratory therapists have been sent to hospitals in Mississippi and Louisiana over the past week. A panel designed to resolve collective bargaining gridlock is getting a fresh start. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
President Biden will name a full new slate of members to the Federal Service Impasses panel. Martin Malin will be the panel's new chairman. Malin served as a panel member during all 8 years of the Obama administration. Other members have experience working with federal unions and teaching or practicing employment law. The two largest federal employee unions praised Biden's selections to the impasse panel. Unions say the panel under the previous administration was underqualified and biased. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Homeland Security Department needs to have a better grasp of the skills and capabilities of its deployable FEMA workforce. That's one of the hundreds of recommendations DHS still has open from the Government Accountability Office. GAO recommended DHS develop a clearer plan for its headquarters consolidation and communicate that plan to Congress. The department closed a dozen recommendations and made progress on others in the last year. As an example, DHS gave guidance to subcomponents earlier this year on planning and improving employee engagement. The Postal Service is gearing up to fill a significant number of vacant supervisor positions ahead of its holiday operations. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has details.
USPS is looking to fill about 900 supervisor positions in fields that include customer service and its distribution, transportation, and maintenance operations. The National Association of Postal Supervisors says these are positions USPS left unfilled as part of a management-level hiring and promotion freeze it lifted in May. Non-bargaining and bargaining unit employees are eligible to apply for these jobs, including those who are affected by an ongoing reduction in force. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
USPS saw a more than 30% decrease in passport applications last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Its inspector general says that resulted in a more than $100 million decline in revenue. USPS suspended walk-in appointments for part of 2020, but the IG says the agency should take steps to improve its online process to book appointments. The IG found one customer used the same email address to book more than 600 passport appointments online. A new report finds that less than 2% of agencies have been fully compliant in implementing the 21st Century IDEA Act. The law requires agencies to transition from paper to web-based forms, but the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation found that agencies have missed a number of deadlines and are not providing details on the progress they're making. The Office of Management and Budget was tasked with issuing guidance on implementation, but has yet to do so. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency used the first meeting of the Joint Cybersecurity Defense Collaborative yesterday to outline its early focus areas. Jen Easterly, director of CISA and head of the collaborative, says early areas of focus include guarding against ransomware attacks and working to address cloud security risks. CISA created the JCDC in July and is teaming with 14 vendor partners, including five new ones, to develop the national cyber defense plans. This strategy will outline activities to prevent and reduce the impacts of cyber intrusions on critical infrastructure. And the Labor Department is getting out of the business of creating databases, Federal News Network's Jason Miller explains.
For too long, agencies have created new databases to meet new legislative or policy requirements. At the Labor Department, that fit-for-purpose approach to data and mission initiatives is no longer in vogue. Labor CIO Gundeep Ahluwalia says through a new risk-based approach, the agency is integrating data from across mission areas to better learn from it and use it to serve citizens. Ahluwalia says his office is working with Labor Chief Data Officer Scott Gibbons to bring an enterprise approach to managing data that includes more rigorous governance and open APIs. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com, search Federal Newscast, and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. I'm Eric White.